an eerie sight. My friends came through with a bag and a pipe, and suddenly, to my surprise, we smoked some Monster High. It was a living room smell. It caught on in a flash. From the seat on the couch in deep southeast, coffee table full of snacks and munchies to eat. The dudes all came down, but don't ask me why. I guess they'll take a hit and get real high. Smoke some Monster High. It was a living room. Smoke some Monster Hash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolf Boy and Wolfgang.
Hey, what's up? It's been a while, hasn't it? As per usual with the show, you know, I'm recording in nature. You know what I mean? Because I don't need a studio or something like that. Well, mostly because I don't know how to build one anyways. But that's besides the point. I got to talk to y'all about some shit. But before that, we got a PSA. Enjoy.
Cleanliness is an essential part of sexual attraction. Many women prefer using a douche to clean out their vagina, and the most simple method is to use a syringe or irrigator, which has been filled with warm water mixed with kitchen salt or vinegar or other household ingredient, usually recommended and handed down from mother to daughter. Because of the large demand for feminine cleansing aids, many fine commercially prepared douches are now on the market. There are concentrate or powdered douches, which, when mixed with warm water, have a deodorizing and cleansing effect on the vagina. Also, many types of flavored and scented douches. Concentrates can be purchased through mail order houses. The flavors and scents range from peach nectar, raspberry, and tutti frutti to champagne and even honey. Also offered are complete feminine syringe kits, ideal for traveling. The kit contains a 2-quart capacity latex syringe bag with strong molded collar and hang-up loop, a vaginal pipe and rectal pipe tubing with shut-off valve for controlled flow, all encased in a waterproof zippered bag. The bulb-type feminine syringe has an 8-ounce capacity. Liquid concentrate packet douches come pre-measured with excellent cleansing, non-irritating, and highly effective chemicals ready to be mixed with 1 quart of water. The most avant-garde of all douches is the completely motorized electric douche machine with motor, encased in an attractive container, which discharges the water at a gentle, even pressure automatically. This very unusual film is now taking you into the exclusively private world of the female. These revealing close-up camera shots have been filmed only recently and have never been shown publicly before. You are witnessing the use of the douchebag, the syringe, and bulb-type douching syringe, and you are now learning about the most intimate moments in a woman's life. Douching is a simple, easy method of attaining internal cleanliness. It requires very little time, and the majority of women perform this cleansing ritual regularly. Naturally, each woman uses the type of douche which she finds most suitable for her individual needs.
So, hey, what's up? Welcome, I guess. I just wanted to talk about some shit real quick, and then we'll get back to the music. Recently, I was on YouTube, like many people. I like YouTube for the most part. It's not too, unless you're actively seeking it, it's not too political, nor is it boring. But what I have noticed a couple of things while I was on there, because I don't really frequent it as much as other people I know. And I realized that people that make like a decent living off of YouTube or whatever, they often, they often censor their, you know, like thumbnail, or like they censor gore, or, you know, they'll censor language, which is stupid in my opinion, but whatever, you know what I mean? If it prevents you from blah, 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 then, you know, I guess go for it, I guess, you know what I mean? Because you are seeking your one true God, the almighty dollar. Fuck God. It's money. Money is God. Fuck a God. Fuck the original concept of God. Because the fucker is in our wallets, in our bank accounts, and the motherfucker is, you know, he is king in this sense. But anyways, I was noticing not just like little shit here and there where motherfuckers is like, oh, okay, yeah, so, you know, can't say a bad word here, can't say a bad word there. But apparently you can't say the word predator anymore in reference to perverts, pedophiles, and all that other garbage. You can't even say pedo, to be honest with you. Because apparently you will be demonetized or whatever, and you can't make the cash and blah, blah, blah. And it got me thinking, you know, I mean, like, what else are they going to censor in the future? You know what I mean? Because, like, nowadays, majority of the shit is, like, streamings and, like, e-girls or whatever. And they're all ruining everyone's lives, taking out second mortgages so she can, like, buy a glass dildo that blah, blah, blah. And she can fuck herself on camera while you watch, which is, you know, I guess if you're into that. And that just seems, I don't know, I mean, in time it'll be, well, I don't know, it's hard to determine. Because, like, in time, I personally believe that it'll be one of them situations where, you know, it'll be a little, excuse me, that the market will get so saturated that, you know, it'd be near impossible to escape most of this garbage, and without, you know, any real consequence, I should say. And it just kind of got me thinking, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's like, I don't know, because you go on any fucking, like, well, again, YouTube or whatever, you see an attractive woman, you know, playing, fuck, I don't know, Minecraft After Dark or whatever, and, you know, you're reading through the comments, and all of a sudden she's like, oh, okay, well, you can go hit me up on blah, blah, blah for like $10 a minute, and I'll have virtual sex with you. Shit like that. And I don't know. It's crazy. It's weird. But I don't know. I mean, I guess if it beats the 9 to 5, then I say go for it. You know what I mean? But in all honesty, I just don't get it, really. I guess I'm just getting old is what I'm trying to say. I mean, look at me now. I wasn't even supposed to. I had no interest in bringing this shit back ever. And it's not because I don't make money off of it or anything. You know, I can give a fuck about money. You know what I mean? It's just one of them things where I'm just like, yeah. I'm recording again, apparently. Plus, I just kind of had the urge to be honest with you. Nothing too fancy, nothing too heavy, but, you know. I hate to be one of them guys to say it is what it is, but, you know, it's whatever. And yeah, that's mine, it's whatever, because, in truth be told, it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them situations where you're kind of thinking to yourself, should I really try this again? don't know. But much like a great man once said, and I think I'm misquoting him, but I'm going to say it anyways. I'm a sucker for cornrows and manicured toes. That's right, Nelly. Anyway, let's get back into some fucking music, because this is not supposed to be the dark show. This one's supposed to be like the light one, whatever.
Excuse me, what do the letters STD stand for?
Social, I don't know.
Something transit district.
Stop taking drugs?
Sexually transmitted diseases.
Correct. Sexually transmitted diseases are the most widespread communicable diseases monitored by the government. More common than measles, chickenpox, mumps, and tuberculosis combined. Millions become infected each year. Be aware. Be informed. Be responsible. Because STDs don't make decisions. People do. A message from the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
So get this concept right quick. I was just thinking about this, and it really didn't dawn on me until I gave it some serious thought. Did you ever have a situation where, like, you say, oh, well, like, that's exactly what I thought it would sound like? You know what I mean? A long time ago, there was a comedian named Robert Klein who did a bit about once when he and Rodney Dangerfield went out sailing. And when that happened, Rodney fell into the water, and it was like, I think they said it was like the water was, I don't know, 10 below zero or something. I'm not sure. It was cold. They shouldn't have been sailing anyways. But the thing that he says is like, and the sound of Rodney Dangerfield drowning is exactly what you think it sounds like. And recently, I remember my brother showing me a clip of JonTron where he gets hit in the shoulder with a brick, accidentally, mind you. And when this happens, he falls and he's like, ow, ow. But the thing is, that line played in my head. The sound of JonTron getting hurt is exactly what you imagine. So yeah, that has some. It's just something that came to mind, really. In recent memory, there was a situation where, what's it called? I got a little awkward, cause I'll be honest with you, with Eva leaving me, I'm not blaming her for anything, but it's just hard to get back on the scene, you know what I mean? And yeah, I fooled around here and there, but nothing too serious. But the problem that I have is that if I really like somebody, I turn into a freaking a mute, gimpy bastard, you know what I mean? To that point where I'm just like stereotypical, looking down, / not making eye contact, and like getting really awkward with my words, you know what I'm saying? And when that appeared, this dude I knew was like, hey yo, what the fuck is up? I saw that interaction you had with that chick. Like, seriously, that was so awkward, man. But it's exactly how I pictured you'd be like if you saw somebody you like. So I guess I fall in that category. Let me give you a brief example of how, you know, more or less of what I'm talking about. All right, so picture this. Pretty lady. Has that old school, metal vibe. I mean, very pretty. Cool makeup, you know, everything. She dresses real nice, you know, and all that nice shit, you know what I mean? And it starts off cool. I'm just like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Blah, 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 this and that. You know what I mean? And then she smiles at me like 3 times. And then that's when the shit kicks in. And I'm just kind of like, so, like, how much do you like, bread and peanut butter? You know what I mean? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Oh, well, yeah, damn it. Damn, oh. That's more or less an example. That's how you put it, exaggerated example of what I'm talking about when I speak about myself in these awkward situations. I don't know, do you guys have any moments like that, in all honesty? Really, just let me know in the email or whatever, and we might make it a thing, because I think a couple episodes back, I think in October, I asked if you ever, not necessarily an intrusive thought, but it's like, does your stress manifest? That's what I was asking. Does your stress manifest? Even if it's in your own head, does it? Because in my thing, when I get stressed out, I often feel that I develop a lisp. And I feel that there's a lot of emphasis on my words when I'm stressed out. And that's part of the reason why I couldn't really record a lot late last year. Because I was just getting stressed out over work, really. Because, you know, it's one of them situations where, you know, I'll work and I'll do what I gotta do, you know what I mean, to survive, maintain, and blah, 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 right? But it seems like every other day, I don't want to get into it, but it was just like, can I just ever go fucking home? And I pretty much, I'm not too proud to admit it or whatever, I pretty much spent all of November high, because I smoked a lot of weed, well, obviously, and I pretty much spent all of December, January, and pretty much, yeah, December, January, I pretty much spent it drunk. And I'm not talking high quality shit like liquor or anything. No, I'm not talking straight up malt liquor, man. Fucking cheap rock gut garbage. You know, two cans for $4, and then you're regretting every last bit of it. But anyway, yeah, let's get back to the tracks. Because I'm already boring myself. So, what's that tell you?
Hand in hand, yeah.
just thinking about all that makes me slightly nauseous, but in a good way. You know, kind of like when you overeat, like, too much pizza, and then all of a sudden you keep burping up pepperoni stank. That kind of shit. But anyway, I want to tell you guys something. I was really debating on which show to bring back, you know, because truth be told, when Eva left, you know, to go take care of her mom, I mean, I talked about it pretty much a lot throughout the show. I mean, yeah, through either show, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean, like, since she left last year, I just kind of been down to the dumps about this whole, you know, recording, just in general, really. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm not blaming her for my my lack of interest. It was just, I don't know. It's an easy thing to blame her for it, but I won't, because then I'm just like the rest of the tools out there that, you know, that, like, that's kind of like how, like, what happened with Opie and Anthony, because of that chick that, what's his name? I think Anthony was having a threesome with his wife, and Opie being a girl about it or whatever. I'm not sure. I don't really remember the details. I just remember that pretty much Opie and Anthony are kind of douchebags anyway, so fuck it. But anyways, so I was debating on which show to bring back. Either this one, the Stoner Metal show, which still has no title to it. I mean, we play with the thing a little bit, call it, you know, what the fuck do I call it? Hosted by Joey CM, or to bring back the Kane is Dead program. But the problem with Kane is Dead is that I just, you know, a good chunk of the episode was like, when episodes, sorry, I can't even fucking talk. But a good chunk of the show was mostly just me being as negative and as hateful as possible, you know what I mean? No matter what the fuck I was talking about, it was just hateful and ugly and nasty. And don't get me wrong, part of me enjoys that still, but at the same time, I'm just like, It's one thing, because, like, the last episode I did as Kane is Dead was the fucking, the how you say, does the world really need another podcast? And that's when I kind of had, like, a somewhat of a crisis thinking, do they really need another angry podcaster? Do they really need another bitter host? Honestly, it's debated, you know what I mean? This show, either show, it don't matter which one you're listening to, neither one of them do, like, well in terms of plays or whatever. That's mostly due to the fact that because I don't know how to market this shit. And to be quite frank with you, am I using that right? I don't fucking know. But anyways, let's just say honest, okay? To be totally honest with you, I honestly just, like, fucking just play by ear and treat this more as a therapy as opposed to, say, fuck, making bank off of it, because that was never the goal to begin with, you know what I mean? And that's just, I mean, I wouldn't say it's redundant or anything like that. It's just kind of counterintuitive as to what the whole thing was. And the whole thing really is just me ranting or raving or even just, you know, what I do most of the time, talk out of my ass while I play you a couple of cool songs here and there, you know what I mean? And I want to give, like, real quick, a quick shout out to Daniel Dahmer for making the theme song for Kane is Dead, because without him, I would, and that's another thing, that was a lot of drive that I had when he actually took the time out of his day and all that shit and recorded a song about the stupid ass me, you know what I mean? And that's just something that I was always, you know, it was a fucking honor, and it still is an honor because I still got the song. It's just crazy how, you know, things are different or whatever. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, honestly. But that's all besides the point. Thing is that, I'm not going to say that the shit's back, because it's not necessarily back. it's just one of those things, like, I figure just keep it alive somewhat, and therefore we can grow from there, if it even grows anymore, because quite, you know, not 100% sure the whole bleh of the situation, as opposed to what, I don't know, you know, lack of interest, you know what I mean? And that's another thing. I was talking to somebody the other day about Kane is Dead. Came to the realization that some of the more depressing, fucking terrible topics that I spoke of on that show, and then immediately playing some DSBM right after that, it is a bit disheartening, really. And it's almost like, I don't fucking know. I really don't know how to put it. To be honest with you, I was gonna originally, one of the last things I was gonna do around Christmas in 2022 was, I found something on, I believe it was Reddit, on the DSBM boards of Reddit. And I remember reading through, you know, blah, 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 you know, check out my band, check out this band, or, you know, here's a challenge, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, I wound up finding a iceberg, if you will, of, like, the more hard-hitting, like, bitter, sad fucking DSBM that's out there, and it's an iceberg. And then I forgot how it all completely ended. I just remember it ending with some band that was like, say, how can I put it, the band was like, more or less, it had like a specific name, and it only has like one EP out, and it deserves to be at the bottom tier, because, you know, that shit was extremely fucked. You know what I mean? Thinking back and looking at it again, it's very fucked. And that's the crazy part of it. You know what I mean? There were some other bands that I was aware of, you know? Like, you know, I can't really think at the moment, but there were some DSBM bands on there that I had heard before. And yeah, the further you sink into it, the more intense the shit gets. And the more intense the shit gets, the more, like, that disparity and blah, you know, randomly crying type shit starts happening. One so in particular that had female vocals, and like I said, the name escapes me right now, but she had vocals that were so, like, sorrow. Is that the term? Sorrowful? And it just, it sounded more like suffering as opposed to, you know, art, the music. That's kind of just where it's at. You know what I mean? And I think it was like Sore Moon or some shit like that, or Scar Moon. Or don't quote me, okay? All I'm saying is that it was really intense to listen to. Sad shit, sure. You know, very sad. So, yeah, I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. But anyways, yeah, so, I guess that's it. I'm gonna play you one last song and shit, and then we're gonna end it, I guess. But thank you for listening to whatever the hell they call this stupid ass show. It means a lot to me, you know what I mean? And that's the bitter end of not even a bitter end, it's just meh. Because the episode was all over the place, wasn't it? And, you know, meh. You get the idea.